Job chapter 33. Therefore, Job, I ask you, hear my speeches, and listen to all my words. Indeed, now I have opened my mouth, my tongue has spoken in my mouth. My words will be of the uprightness of my heart, and my lips will clearly speak knowledge. The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty has given me life. If you can answer me, set your words in order before me, stand up. Indeed, I am according to your wish in God's place, I also am formed out of the clay. Indeed, my terror shall not make you afraid, neither shall my hand be heavy upon you. Surely you have spoken in my hearing, and I have heard the voice of your words, saying, I am clean without sin, I am innocent, neither is there sin in me. Indeed, he finds occasions against me, he counts me for his enemy. He puts my feet in the stocks, he marks all my paths. Indeed, in this you are not just. I will answer you, that God is greater than man. Why do you strive against him? Because he does not give account of any of his matters. Because God speaks once, yes twice, yet man does not perceive it. In a dream, in a vision of the night, when deep sleep falls upon men, in sleep upon the bed. Then he opens the ears of men, and seals their instruction. That he may withdraw man from his purpose, and hide pride from man. He keeps back his soul from the pit, and his life from perishing by the sword. He is disciplined also with pain upon his bed, and the multitude of his bones with strong pain. So that his life hates bread, and his soul dainty meat. His flesh is consumed away, that it cannot be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Yes, his soul draws near to the grave, and his life to the destroyers. If there is a messenger with him, an interpreter, one among a thousand, to show to man his uprightness. Then he is gracious to him, and says, Deliver him from going down to the pit, I have found a ransom. His flesh shall be fresher than a child's, he shall return to the days of his youth. He shall pray to God, and he will be favorable to him, and he shall see his face with joy. Because he will give to man his righteousness. He looks upon men, and if any say, I have sinned, and perverted that which was right, and it did not profit me. He will deliver his soul from going into the pit, and his life shall see the light. All these things God works often with man. To bring back his soul from the pit, to be enlightened with the light of the living. Mark well, O Job, listen to me, hold your peace, and I will speak. If you have anything to say, answer me, speak, because I desire to justify you. If not, listen to me. Hold your peace, and I shall teach you wisdom.